Tov everyone, we are in Siman Kuf Nun Gimel up to Sif Tes Vav on page 78. We're doing 78 in Mizrat Hashem 79 today. Here we go. Sif Tes Vav and Tet Zayin perhaps come from the same Takana from the Beis Yosef. It sounds like only the next Sif Tet Zayin is part of the Cherem Shel Rabbeinu Gershon. Okay, Cherem Shel Rabbeinu Gershon, we all know. Okay, we probably all have heard of some of his Cherems. One of them is that you cannot marry more than one wife. Another one is famously that you cannot read other people's mail. They're all part of the Cherem Shel Rabbeinu Gershom. You're over it, you're over this Cherem Shel Rabbeinu Gershom. So according to the Gra, both Sif Tes Vav and Tet Zayin are part of this Cherem. According to the Beis Yosef, it's more mashma that only Sif Tet Zayin is and not Tes Vav. Without regardless, they are both brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Whether both of them are part of the Takana or not part of the Takana, here we go. Sif Tes Vav says, Ein Adam Yochol Le'eser Chelkom Basic Knesses V'lo Mi'asvarim V'im Aser Eino Klum. The Hainu, if a bunch of people get together, let's say a bunch of members of the shul get together to build a shul, so they're all like shutafim in the shul. Okay, Reuven, Shimon, Levi all get together, they all build a shul, very nice shul. Reuven is not allowed to say, listen, I am a part of the shul, and therefore, you know, this guy Moshe, I don't like him. He's not allowed to come to our shul. I'm asering Moshe from davening in our shul. That is over here, according to the Gra. Part of the Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom, the Hainu. What is Masha from over here is that merely Me'ikar to Din, since Moshe has a Chelek in the Shul, he's allowed to do it. And it's Masha like this in Shulchan Aruch and Yoredeya, he brings down two deyas over there, it's Masha like Paskins that you're allowed to do it. That means though Me'ikar to Dina. However, afterwards comes this Takan, this Cherem, and he held that is Aser. And therefore it is Aser, even though he has a Chelek in the Beit Knesset, he is not allowed to Aser other people from davening in the Shul. That's what's brought down over here. However, that's when you're talking about the shul b'klali. Everyone has a chelak and all the shul together. We would say, Ein Brer, he cannot aser his chelak on another person. But let's say he has a specific part of the shul. Now, I know he buys a seat in the shul. He has a specific seat in the shul. Let's say, like, you know, in the Ramban shul, everyone has a specific seat, whether mamish means they mamish own it or not. Okay, that might be a different. But over here, the Mishnah Berurah says, but fair side, not the Mishnah Berurah, the Ber Halacha, and Dibur Basel Ein Adam. He says, he has the schus, if he really owns that seat, to be morish, he gives it down to his child, and to go ahead and sell it. Esher delo shayich zeh. Okay, it's talking about a case where you mamish buy the seats, mamish yours, and therefore you've already bought it, it belongs to you, and therefore if the person dies, it would go down to his children automatically, and you have the right to go ahead and sell it. Most shuls who sell seats nowadays doesn't really like that. You pay a yearly membership, or a yearly cost for that seat. It doesn't really belong to you. But let's say it really did belong to him, says the Ber Halacha. Based on the Meiri, as he continues on over here, he would be allowed to aser Moshe from sitting in his seat. Okay, because that's Mamish's seat. No one else has Shaychus to that seat in that case. That is Tes Vav. Moving on to Tet Zayin, similarly, it says like this, and this is for sure another part of the Cherem of Takanas Rabbeinu Gershom. Says like this, Mishahishal Basil Beit Knesset, someone who lends out their house to a Beit Knesset to turn it into a shul. Okay, he has a couple of different apartment buildings, and he gives one of his apartment complexes to the shul to use as a Beit Knesset. V'yeshlo miriva im echad mi'akal. And he has a fight. The guy who owns the apartment, he has a fight with one of the people from the shul. Eino yachol la'asra alinkein yasrenuk l'kol ha'kal ke'echad. He has two choices. Either can aser everyone and say, I'm shutting down the shul and no one's allowed it down there, or he cannot aser and he cannot choose specific people and say, this guy could, I don't like this guy's color kippah, he can't, okay, this guy dresses like this, the guy talked to me not nicely like that. He's not allowed to start asering people from coming to the shul. He doesn't have a right to go ahead and do this. Why did Rabbeinu Gershom make this cherem? So this could be two different deyas of why this is aser and a very beautiful nafkamina. The Ber Halacha over here, Dibur Masel, says la aser. Says the cut of Maharash Duran, Bichuva Simin Zion, Dim Yesh based Knesses Acheris Baotair, Yachola Asra. The Maharash says like this, that if this is all talking about if this guy's house is the only shul in town, if that's the only shul in town, he cannot Asra this guy because he's not going to have another place to daven. Because the reason of the Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom, according to this, is you can't Asra from someone that's davening with the minion. He's allowed to daven the minion, therefore he can Asra. But if there would be another shul according to this opinion, so he would be allowed to Asra. You can't go to my shul. He could go to the other shul in town. However, the Ber Halacha and also the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sivkatan Memches, inside says the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu mitzad cherem Rabbeinu Gershom mi'or agola shiyeh shalzeh. He brings on, this is one of the Chayrim ben Gershon, like we said before. V'atam nira, what's the reason of the Chayrim? D'choshishu l'bizayon d'au gavra. What type of bizayon? It's embarrassing to this guy. He's going to be asked from coming to the show. That's a very big embarrassment, so much so that Rabbi Gershon put a Chayrim on it. Okay, so therefore the Beralacha says in the Hemshech of that Beralacha, Ula Asr, all the way at the end, he says, L'fi ma shekatavdu tama takana b'mishnah b'ruah, the hainu the bizayon. According to the reason of that, the bizayon of the Mishnah b'ruah, eino din muchrach, it's not muchrach. Ve'alik the marash, that he'd be able to Asr, the person from coming to his shul, if there's another shul in town. And therefore, according to the Mishnah b'ruah, it sounds like that this would be Asr to do, even if there was another shul to go ahead and do. That's the nafkamin between what's the reason of the cherem. Is the cherem in order to make sure everyone has a place to daven? Or is the cherem because of a bizayon to the person, and that's why it would be Asr? Continues the Ramah over here. V'dafka shehi shel tchila stam. This is only talking about if he first gave his Beit Knesset, his apartment, stam, he said, here, give it to him, give it to the shul. Okay, avalim hispna mechib tchila. But when he gives over the shul, he says, I'm giving it to you, but on condition that I can make a tonight, or I can be mocha at any point, and aser whatever I want to aser. Oh, shelo hishalam beferish elinichem likanes lebeiso. Or he didn't give it to them. He just says, give the shul temporarily, you guys can come in and use my house for the shul, while they're, let's say, rebuilding the shul, whatever it might be. Harishus biyadalim chos mishiyats. In these cases, says the Ramah, then he would be allowed to do it, because over here he's just being a nice guy. He's just giving a shul temporarily, and he's making a specific tonight. That I'm not sure I really want to give this over, but I want to still have the koach to say who could go ahead and daven shul. Is this a suggestion? It's not necessarily a suggestion that he should do this. He's not necessarily a nice guy. He's not doing Vatalarech HaGamocha for sure, but he has the right to go ahead and do this if he makes it tonight. Only we did not make it tonight at the beginning, then it's going to be part of the Cherem of Rabbeinu Gershom. Okay, moving on to Sif Yud Zayin. This is very, very shaykh by when you have these house minyanim. You have the black house minyanim. Okay, this is what the halacha would be. Yemi sheya bebeitu beknesset yomim rabi. If someone, let's say, it was at the Smith's house on the block, they always house the house minyan. Okay, whatever, they started the minyan, whatever it might be. But now, you know what? It's not the nicest house in town. It's not the biggest room in town. Now everyone's like, let's go to the Goldbergs. The Goldbergs have a nicer basement. Let's move it the minion to the Goldbergs. Do this, the community have a right to say the Smiths no longer have the minion? We want to move to the Goldbergs. Says the Mechaber over here, Mishay Abesa, Bayit Beit Knesset Yomim Rabim, Ein Had Sibur Rashayim L'Shanoso B'Bayis Acher. Once they have a chazakah that this mitzvah is shayach to the Smiths, they're not allowed to go ahead and change it to the Goldbergs. The Goldbergs don't have the right to go ahead and steal their mitzvah. They want to house the minion. They have a chazak on it. So long as it's appropriate, they can sell the minion. If whatever, I don't know, the ceiling is leaking, or whatever it might be, that they can't daven there for a technical reason, that it's not plausible daven. It's a normal thing to move the house. Then the Smiths can't say, no, you have to daven here with our leaking roof. Okay, you could move the minion and go ahead into the Goldbergs until they go ahead and fix the apartment. But so long as they can't house the minion, they are not allowed to go ahead and steal their mitzvah. And huatin, this is what we call a chazakah mitzvah. When someone has a chazakah to do a specific mitzvah, you're not allowed to take that chazakah from that verse. You can't just go ahead and take that. Once someone has already taken over a specific mitzvah, you can't just start going ahead and go. If, let's say, it was given out tonight, okay, it was given on Tanai that this, I don't know, this guy's going to be the Baal Korei of the Shul. If one guy's the Baal Korei of the Shul, he's been always the Baal Korei of the Shul, it's not possible. You can just say, even though this guy's got a better voice, or whatever it might be, that this guy's going to take a spot. But if the Shul says, we have the right to decide who's going to be the Baal Korei, and it's just not, you're going to be this year's Baal Korei, or this parson's Baal Korei, then for sure they could go ahead and switch. That Mishnah Berurah says, Siv Chod Nisadi Beis, V'adin, Mishazacha Be'eze Inyan Shal Kavod O Shal Mitzvah, Ein Ma'avirin Mimenu. Okay, if someone is zocha in a certain kavod or a certain mitzvah, you're not allowed to take it from him. Okay, unless, let's say, the Baal Korei is just not preparing, he's not doing a good job, and people are maybe not yotzei de chovaso, or he's gotten so old that they can't hear his voice, whatever it might be. If there's good tainas, then you could go ahead and switch. But so long as it's not a real taina against the person, okay, then you're not allowed to take him down. They're not only by things that are constant mitzvahs that are always. Even if it's a once a year thing. Okay, it's a once a year thing. It's a once a year kavod that he has been given for all the years. Everyone knows he's got a chazaka. Then, therefore, to take him down. That's why you have a big to-do. Let's say they want to switch the chazaka. They have a specific chazan they always have in Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. It's not so posh that you can just go ahead and take him down. He has a chazaka, the Baal Tokeya, whatever, all these things. I mean, if there are specific tanaim in the shul, that's what they should do if they plan on switching people and they want to have the right, they should make a tanai before and let the guy know this is not a chazaka. And there will be an easier time of going ahead and taking him down. Then the Mishnah Berurah says something that seems to be so, sir, what he's saying. He says like this: Kav Tuvah Achroni, Anashim Shechziku Lik Bor Meit, people who have had a chazaka to cover meit. Okay, Einim Yichon Lechos BaAcherim Shabayim Lik Bor. They are not allowed to prevent other people come to take part in the kfura. There's a group of people decided that they're going to start burying the dead. An unbelievable mitzvah, Chesed Shel Emes. But now Kavu goes in, I want to take part in the mitzvah also. They cannot prevent them from going ahead and taking this on also. This is based on an Eliyahu Rabbah who brings down a Maisa Shahaya. Okay, he brings down a Maisa Shahaya. Sorry, that's in the Hemshech. The Hemshech goes up. Shabbasiyah's mythical Echad wrote this quote, because everyone wants to be Zocha in the Mitzvah. So I'm understanding over here that maybe since that everyone can take part in this Mitzvah, you're not really taking away from the original people, therefore they're not allowed to prevent other people from also taking on this Mitzvah. It sounds like these people already has a Chazakah. So I don't know exactly the exact chiluk over here, why this is going to be not mutter for them to stop these other people since they had a chazak in the mitzvah. Perhaps it's because they could still take part in the mitzvah also. Many people could help bury the dead. Okay? However, it says, Medinos sheish chavuras menuyos alkach. However, if you have a chevra kaddish in that city, and they have already been appointed to be the ones who take care of the dead, shemanicham iskeim b'chol hashana k'mishizdami lama mitzvah zu, and they leave out their, they leave out their work anytime they're called to do a tahara and a burial, they'll leave their work to go ahead and do it. This is what they're muscler their whole life to do. Tzarech litein lachevra k'minagam. Then it's given over to the chevra kaddisha, and they could stop from anyone else from being involved with it. This is based on the Eliyahu Rabbah brings a Maisa Shahaya. He brings a Maisa Shahaya of the Olus Ephraim. The Olus Ephraim was Niftar. Okay? The great God Olus Ephraim was Niftar, and this Talmidim, the Talmidim of Olus Ephraim, came to the Shlach Kadosh, and they said, we want to be the do the Tahara, we want to take care of the burial, even though they were not the Chevra Kadisha. They were the separate Chevra Kadisha in town, but they said, it's not cover our Rebbe, we want to be the Talmidim, should have the right to go ahead and take care of the Kfura of their Rebbe. The Shlach Kadosh told them, nope, the Chevra Kadisha have the right to bury the dead in the city. They have the right of the Tahara. If they want to mivater and give it to the Talmidim, then they can mivater and give it to the Talmidim, but you do not have the right to trump them and take over this mitzvah. That's how the Shlach Kadosh Paskin, and that's what's brought down over here in the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Yud Chet. Yesh Misha Omer. Sheklei Hektish Shel Kesef. If you have some, let's say, silver of clay kedah of kesef shenagala avim tamil beisnesef chagim, they have specific special silver in their house that they would bring to the chagim, whether it be a keter for the Torah or other things for the Beit Knesset to beautify the Beit Knesset, they would dafka bring on the chagim. It was someone privately owned stuff. It was from his own house. However, he with the nenek was, he would always bring it to the chagim to bring beauty to the shul for the chagim. The shul is not allowed to say that we have now a chazaka over the silver, and we can go ahead and sell the silver for other things. I'm sorry. Opposite. Means he's not allowed to go ahead and sell his clay kesef. He's always been minig to bring it to the shul. It's like a chazaka that he brings it, and he has to continue to bring it, and he's not going to go ahead and sell his silver. He's having a hard time in business, and he wants to sell his keter of the Torah in order to help support his family. He's not allowed to. He has to still bring it to the shul. The kal could go ahead and take it. She's sure becheskas hektish, because now it's like becheskas hektish. Acher misak samach, even after the guy dies. Nevertheless, the Yorshim now they can't go ahead and take it back from the cow and go out and sell it. It belongs to the cow, and therefore it continues going on, and the minute continues going on. The Mishnah Berurah points out over here in Sif Katan Sadi Hey, the Katan Magen Avram, first white line. The Achshav Minag Poshut Shenisharim Birshus Baalim. However, nowadays the minag is that it stays in the Rishus of the Baalim. Why? Because the Mishnah Berurah said beforehand, if he would make a specific tanai, they say, I'm going to bring the silver on the chagim, but I'm not giving it to the kal, I have the rishus to do whatever I want with it, so then he has the right to continue to do whatever he wants with it. He's not allowed to go ahead and give it over, and he would have the right then to go ahead and sell it if he wants to. Therefore, says the Magen Avraham, the minhag pashut nowadays is there's an intrinsic tanai. Therefore, the people who bring the kelim, they're bringing a das, the minog. The minog is like they made a tanai. It's like they make a tanai beferush. That kedusha is not going to fall on these things, and it would not belong then to the cow. Umikol makom, says the Mishnah Berurah, yoter tov lahaslos, is still better if someone wants to start doing a nice minhag of donating, of bringing some of his own property to the Beit Knesset, even though there's an intrinsic minhag according to the minhag to make a tanai, that automatically is an intrinsic tanai according to the Magen Avraham. Still, says the Mishnah Berurah, he should articulate the tanai beferush. He should articulate the tanai beferush. Behadi b'shasapa to rak b'tor she'ela ba'alma, that I'm just giving it as borrowing, to, lending it to the shul, and I am not giving it over to the cow, and then he would still keep his rishus, either one chag not to bring it if he didn't want to, or for that matter to go ahead and sell it, because he would still have the right to go ahead and do it. It all depends on the society, it depends on the time. It could be that this minhag would change. It could be that nowadays, that people necessarily, usually when they bring it, they really are bringing it to the cow. You would have to look at every different thing. The best thing, if the Baal HaBayis does not want to get involved with taking away his stuff and not having the rishus over it, he should articulate a tanai beferish. If he articulates this tanai, then for sure he has the right to go ahead and do whatever he wants. Mizrat Hashem will finish the siman next time. Adkan for today.